Oh.
Hey, babe.
I was just going to make myself some tea. Would you like a cup too?
Yeah? All right. I'll get right on that. Say, are you okay?
It's just you look a little bit tired, is all. Are you sure you're okay? Are you sure you're not feeling a little sleepy?
A little drowsy?
Your eyes look heavy. So very heavy. Hypnotizing you? Why would you think that I'm hypnotizing you? Just because you know I'm a hypnotist? Just because I've hypnotized you about a million times before? Or is it because I've started swinging my pendant in front of your face? Maybe all of the above. What's that? Oh, you don't want me to hypnotize you? Are you sure about that? I mean, you are following my pendant with your eyes, tracking it as it moves back and forth, back and forth. And even when you look away from it for just a second, you go right back to watching a moment later. Why would you be doing that if you didn't want to be hypnotized? You can't keep your eyes off my pendant. It could simply be because it's something sparkly and shiny, moving in your field of vision. Maybe that's why it keeps drawing in your eyes. But I'm not so sure, because even if I stop swinging it and just sort of hold it up, simply letting it dangle in the air, like this, you're still watching it. You're still not looking away. Maybe it's just too fascinating to look away from, I don't blame you. It's a pretty captivating pendant. And it's even more captivating when you're seeing it from this close, isn't it? Watch it. Look at the way that it catches the light. It's so pretty. So shiny, so very sparkly. So hypnotic. You know I'm going to hypnotize you. Especially if you keep watching my pendant. You should really be looking anywhere else if you don't want to go under again. For example, babe, why don't you look into my eyes? Oh, I do love how responsive you are. It means obedient. Responsive means obedient. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Obey. It's okay. Just look deeply into my eyes. Yeah, that's it. Even after all of this time we've been together, my eyes still seem to take your breath away. They still leave you speechless, completely spellbound. I love that too. I love how much you love my eyes. I love the effect they have on you. You're like a deer in headlights, completely frozen. I bet there isn't a thing going through your head right now. Not when I'm this close to you. Not when my eyes are right in front of you. You are paralyzed. Mesmerized. I don't even have to say a word.
It's like you're already hypnotized. It's really all I have to do, isn't it? To melt your mind. Make you look into my eyes. I'm going to be taking you so much deeper, though. Face it, babe. You can't resist me. When I want to hypnotize you, I will hypnotize you. You can try to resist. You can try to fight it. But you're still just going to stand there, looking deeply into my eyes. And you're going to keep slowly sinking away, just like you're doing right now. Shh. Don't speak. Don't even think. Quiet your mind and just listen. Listen to my voice. I am hypnotizing you. You are being hypnotized. And it feels good. You're going under. Your mind is melting. And it feels wonderful. Just keep looking deeper and deeper and deeper. That's it. Mind going melty and soft. Pliant and malleable. Melty thoughts and melty mind. Very good. Listen to me. Listen to my voice. Listen and obey. Obey. Obey and go deeper. Oh, I do love telling you to obey. 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 And you love being told to obey. Uh-huh. You do. Obey. It's a thrill. A rush. It gives you a little jolt of excitement to hear me tell you to obey. I know you feel it. Obey. Yes. When I tell you to obey, it makes you realize that you are under my spell, that you would, in fact, do anything I told you to, right now, and maybe even in general. And it's such a rush. You are mine. Your mind is mine. And your will is mine. You obey. Obey. I know you also feel like you're in danger, like you're in deep, deep trouble. You're completely at my mercy, completely under my control. I could make you do anything, make you believe anything. On some level, it feels incredibly dangerous. But most of all, it excites you. It's like being on a roller coaster. It feels dangerous. And sure, there is some danger. But at the same time, you know that everything is fine. That you are in good hands. And that everything is going to be A-okay. That you can simply let go and enjoy the ride. Relax and let go. Obey. Relax. Let go. Obey. Obey. That's it. Obey and sink. Even deeper with every passing moment, with every single word I say. Obey. Submit. Give yourself to me.
surrender to my will, and just let yourself sink. Obey. 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 That's right. I speak, and you listen. I lead, and you follow. I command, and you obey. Obey. Open your mind to me. Submit to me. Submit to my will. Let go. There you go. Sinking all the way down now. Simply melting and sinking all the way down. Melting and sinking into blissful submission. Dreamy, sleepy obedience. That's it. Melt for me. And sleep. It's time to come back to me now, babe. Coming back up on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Wake up. Wake up fully. I told you couldn't resist me. Oh, I'm sorry. I know you didn't want me to hypnotize you. It's just such a rush, you know, to be able to put you under, even though you're trying your hardest to resist me. It makes me feel so incredibly powerful. But I'm well aware that with great power comes great responsibility. And I realize that was pretty selfish of me. Did it at least make you feel nice? It wasn't so bad, was it? Oh, I'm glad. Are we good? Oh, I'm glad. Maybe we should agree on a safe word, just in case. Something you could say if you really, really, really don't want me to hypnotize you. How about... Hang on, let me Google this. Fluken koek kiki bolsen. Fluken koek kiki bolsen. Hey, it's as good as any safe word. I mean, I doubt you'd manage to get out any safe word in the time between you realize I'm hypnotizing you and being still able to string a coherent thought together. Don't look so skeptical. I'm just going to take it as a challenge if you do. And that would defeat the entire purpose of having a safe word in the first place. At least with that word, we can both agree you'd never manage to say it. And if I catch you starting to look constipated, I'll know it's time to lay off. Assuming, of course, if you even manage to notice I'm hypnotizing you. You didn't catch me just now. Trust me, if I actually wanted to put you under on the sly, I wouldn't just walk up to you and say, "Aren't you feeling sleepy?" before waving a pendant in your face. No. I'd just be making small talk until it wouldn't quite be small talk anymore. If I wanted to, I could melt your mind without you ever realizing a thing. But I wasn't in the mood for subterfuge. I was in the mood for bludgeoning your mind into submission, and I managed that flawlessly. You know that you'd snap out of it, right? If I'd ever truly make you feel uncomfortable. Okay, good. Good. That's settled then. Let's get started on dinner. Here, come help me cut the carrots. Obey. Hey, hey, not so feisty. Or I'll make it so you'll actually have to obey me.
I am a hypnotist.
Don't you know?
Yes, yes. How could you forget?
Aw. I love you, babe.